days after a temporary truce fell apart, Israel's ground offensive is rolling into southern Gaza this morning. Israel says its forces have killed a Hamas commander who was responsible for carrying out raids during the October 7th attacks. Correspondent Cammy McCormick reports.
The Israeli goal remains the same, to destroy Hamas. Ambulances rushed Palestinians to the hospital in southern Gaza as Israeli airstrikes continued there. Israel's military has called for more evacuations in southern Gaza as it widened its offensive.
A U.S. warship intervened when some commercial ships were attacked over the weekend. Correspondent David Martin from the Pentagon.
Missiles were fired at four commercial vessels in the Red Sea, and the American destroyer Carney shot down two drones headed in its direction. All the missiles and drones were fired from territory controlled by the Iranian-backed Houthi rebels in Yemen.
U.S. and Japanese officials say divers found five bodies today in the wreckage of a U.S. military aircraft that crashed off Yokoshima Island last week. A team of eight was involved in the accident, and one victim was recovered immediately after. Two remain missing. The hybrid Osprey plane has been involved in a number of crashes. Police say a neighbor walked into a home in southeast Dallas and opened fire. The results? Deadly. Here's CBS Texas' Olivia Leach.
Police are still searching for that suspect. Now, as far as the victims, police say three adults died on scene, and two other victims, a 15-year-old girl and a 1-year-old boy, were taken to a local hospital. Sadly, the 1-year-old later died from his injuries.
No word on the motive, but police believe it was an isolated incident and say there is no danger to the public. A couple of big airlines are hoping to merge. CBS's Matt Piper.
Alaska Air announced it's buying its Pacific rival Hawaiian Airlines for $1.9 billion. The combined company plans to keep the identities of both brands. Federal regulators still have to approve the deal, though they have resisted more airline consolidation out of worry it could lead to higher fares.
Beyonce ruled the weekend box office.
I know that all of my struggle and sacrifice is opening the door for the next.
I want a house, you make it take my name.
Behind-the-scenes look at her Renaissance World Tour debuted with $21 million in ticket sales at North American theaters. Still pales in comparison to Taylor Swift's Eras Tour movie, which opened with almost $93 million. S&P futures down 15. This is CBS News.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another case of bird flu is confirmed in Wisconsin, this time at a commercial chicken farm in Barron County. This after recent confirmed cases in Taylor and Trumbull counties. State and federal agricultural officials say the birds have been euthanized to keep the disease from spreading. The next Wisconsin Supreme Court campaign is already underway. Waukesha judge and former Republican Attorney General Brad Schimmel announced he's running last week. Observers say his early entry shows how much is at stake.
You're wearing ground zero here in Wisconsin, so I would expect this to be a big race and really to have the world's attention, the country's attention. So, yep, this is going to be a big one.
Patrick Garassi helped run Janet Protasiewicz's campaign. He was on Upfront on WISN-TV. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. Wisconsin airports are receiving a boost of $38 million, and the Central Wisconsin Airport will see more than $1.5 million of those funds. The funding comes from the Federal Airport Improvement Grants and are part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. The northern region in total received $5.5 million. Stevens Point Municipal Airport seeing $294,000, and Alexander Field Southwood County Airport receiving $144,000. The funds will be used to upgrade aging infrastructure, improve runways and taxiways, terminal upgrades, airport transit, roadways, and more. Stock boxes will be available in Wisconsin Rapids starting in January for those over age 60 with limited income. You'll need to register at least a week before the scheduled pickup date. In January, the pickup date is Wednesday the 17th. You can register by calling 211 or the United Way. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. here. I am joined by Melissa Kay.
Good morning.
And Seth Habacker.
Good morning.
And we're here to not blow each other's eardrums out. I'm sorry if I did that to you, Seth.
That's all right. It's all good.
He's got another one.
We got
thanks.
Got fun things lined up for you this morning, everybody. We're going to get into a little bit. We're going to touch on when was yesterday the best day to put up your Christmas tree? Kevin's Home Alone trip from Home Alone. We're going to get into how much that would cost. we got a That Ain't Right story. It's a doozy coming up for you, too, about this politician. Oh, a bunch of great things coming up. 9 o'clock hour is going to kick off with the Kitchen's Open segment. But we kick off our show with our friends from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Good morning, Paul.
Yeah, good morning to you guys.
How's it going over there, Paul?
Pretty well. How are things on that end?
Not bad. I got in here and I was a bit of a rush, and we've got a bunch of like work emails coming in. I'm trying to keep up with and all these other promotions and different stuff, and I'm trying to do all these things. And I get here and I cannot hear myself talk when I turn my microphone on because I forgot to plug my headphones in.
Minor detail.
Oh yes.
It's that kind of morning. It's that kind of morning.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me the weather's going to be at least cooperate, Paul. At least the.
Yeah, a little less complications with the weather here for this week. But it's going to be some pretty mild weather overall throughout the week, and still just a cloudy sky out there for us today as we stay with a high in the upper 30s, light south to southwest winds at times, but otherwise some clouds tonight. Perhaps a few snow showers coming in later evening overnight with a low at about 26. And then looking at just some clouds in upper 30s back here for Tuesday. Tuesday night, lows at 20. And then breaks of sun, some clouds Wednesday, more upper 30s, 28 Wednesday night. Mid-40s Thursday with a mix of clouds and sun, 33 Thursday night, upper 40s Friday. And still looking at about 40 for Saturday with a cloudy sky. Maybe a little bit of chance of a light snow, maybe some mixed precip chance Saturday night, Sunday. Kind of keeping an eye on a system that could hit later in the weekend, but still some highs about 33 Sunday, maybe some of that chance for light snow through the end of the weekend, but still just a pretty quiet, mild week here for us through the end of it on Friday.
Not bad. Not bad.
Yeah.
Wasn't sure what to expect with December the way November went and everything, so we'll be seeing how this goes. We'll be playing it by ear, I guess. Appreciate you, Paul.
You bet. You're welcome.
Have a great morning. We'll talk soon.
Sounds good. You guys do. Mm.
Best in the business right there, friend Paul Trombley from the Weather Eye Weather Center. Appreciate him.
Not too bad.
Not bad at all. Not bad. We'll take it. Last week, we touched on this a little bit. One of our That Ain't Right stories was candy canes. And the flavor for this particular candy cane was possum.
Yes. We found a possum-flavored candy cane.
It's a real thing that was being sold. Yep. It's Archie McPhee possum flavored pink and gray striped candy canes. Now, no word on what they taste like. We had not heard, and over the weekend, I did not hear from anybody that had anything to chime in about.
They decided to boldly try it for us. Yeah. You know,
715-424-2600. If anybody has out there, please feel free to join the conversation. But we know that there are billions of types. There's Starburst and you know all these different types of flavors.
Last
now.
Night, grocery shopping, I saw sweet tarts,
nice
flavored candy canes. Okay,
those all sound normal, guys. But let's put aside the fact that it's possum for a moment and discuss the possibility of having a meat flavored candy cane.
Yeah. Oh yeah,
like,
yeah.
I can you hear the repugnance in my
yes,
voice?
Yes, yes.
She missed some of the other flavors we went over on Friday because that was just me and you. We had mac and cheese, bacon, of course.
There was a bacon
hot
one.
Dog.
Yep. Hot dog.
Pickle. Yep. Yep.
So I started to go down a deep dive. I love candy canes. I don't know if I do anymore. I don't know.
They've lost.
No, I can give the bacon one a pass because I have had candied bacon and it is actually okay.
Not bad.
It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. It's not bad. Mm-hmm. But
what about fancy pickle flavored candy canes?
Yeah, I would try that. It's not meat.
Fancy pickle. It's not just pickle. Fancy pickle.
Fancy pickle, yes. Hostess Twinkie, that doesn't sound so bad.
It's sweet. Yeah, that's not bad, yeah.
There's Girl Scout ones that don't sound bad either.
Oh.
Those aren't so bad.
Oh, sound interesting. Yeah.
Girl Scout cookie flavor, sure.
Wouldn't mind trying that. Then, of course, there is, as Seth mentioned, mac and cheese. Mm-hmm. There's hot dog candy canes. Jet puffed candy canes.
Marshmallow.
Like marshmallow.
Yeah, marshmallow flavor. That would work.
Would be
yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is the one that I think got me the most out of all of them, even more than possum. I don't know why. McPhee Archie sour cream and onion candy canes.
Ooh. Well, because, okay, you can only speculate about what the possum tastes like. You know what sour cream and onion tastes like.
But is it sweet?
Oh, God. That's the question.
How else do you make a candy cane but out of sugar?
Sugar, right?
Right, right.
And I don't know, man.
It's not a chip, unless it's a chip. If it's a sour cream and onion chip shaped like a candy cane, I'm all there for that.
How about Archie McPhee gift box of funny ketchup candy canes?
Yuck.
Who's this Archie McPhee guy? Yeah, I want to know who this guy is.
Caesar salad candy canes.
Are these real things, James?
He is looking at right now. He is online looking at these flavors. I can attest to that.
There is Funfetti. There's some Funfetti ones.
Okay, that's more like cake flavored.
Mm-hmm. Sweet tarts, see. Mm-hmm. That one. McPhee butter candy canes.
So
just straight up butter. just straight up butter.
That's okay. I would try that one over any of these other weird ones you're saying.
Not even messing around anymore. Like, here's just straight cholesterol. let's go. Right, we're not even messing around.
So, what did you make your butter flavored candy canes out of? Butter?
We
made out of butter.
Diabetes. That's weird. Diabetes candy canes are now available. Oreo. Oh, Oreo, I would try.
Oh, that sounds okay. That would be all right.
And I don't know. I think I might have the one that tops them all here. Sardines.
Oh.
Sardine flavored candy canes.
Sardines, a acquired taste in and of themselves.
Yeah.
And then you want to add it into a, wow, I'm telling you.
Are sardines the most acquired taste ever? Are they the most?
I don't know. Oysters are up there.
Yeah.
I got to say, oysters are pretty much an acquired taste.
Pretty too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, these could be some of the best white elephant gifts ever. Take the labels off. Don't tell them what they are.
No.
This is a gray and pink candy can. I wonder what flavor. It could be some kind of star or something. Nope, that's possum.
It's Birdie Bot's all-flavored candy canes.
Oh.
I love that. And boy, the way you just said possum was even better. Was even better.
She had it before. That's the best thing about it. Oh, that's possum. I don't know that.
This is a little greasy. I think we had this last week after you picked up that roadkill. What was that meat, Hank?
Is that possum?
His name is Hank. I love it.
Yeah, it was great.
Yep.
Dante's Inferno hot candy canes that are just basically hot infused candy canes.
Yeah, hot infused candy canes.
Hot candy.
That would work. You know. Yeah.
I like the idea of getting these for kids, and then you don't have to explain what Dante's Inferno is to children on Christmas.
What's Dante's Inferno? Oh, okay. Hunker down, kids.
Right. I mean, it seems like that's the worst day to explain to kids what.
And now we're going to watch Pierce Brosnan in Dante's Peak.
Just a palate cleanser. Palate cleanser.
Nothing to do with Dante's Inferno, by the way. So I'm not going to point that out. You know,
palate cleanser for the kids.
You know, volcano.
Confuse one with the other. I love that. Yeah. Well, Dante's Peak. I thought you said Dante's Inferno.
There is a mushroom one. There is a mushroom candy cane.
Okay.
There's a mushroom flavored one.
Yeah, that might work. Yeah.
I don't know.
Shiitake mushroom candy. faux candy. Oh, as in like the faux, what is that stuff?
The
that people,
soup.
Yeah. Okay, so that there's
fa.
That.
It's actually fa.
Fa.
It's fa, thank you. Yes,
fa candy.
It is spelled with an O, but it's said fa.
No, and I've heard that pretty much my whole life, and I've never remembered.
I've also been corrected a ton since.
Oh, okay. She remembered. That's a good one.
Those were interesting.
Yeah, oh boy.
We got something pretty interesting going on, everybody. There is this mischievous merchant Merlin Elf that is just bopping around over at our friends Quality Foods IGA shop.
That's right.
Just trying to do their business, trying to stock shelves and everything. Got this little elf hanging out over there. We're going to help them catch this elf.
All right.
All right.
Woohoo!
It is our On the Shelves at Quality Foods IGA promotion. We say that we're going to tell you hints every day. Well, you know, not every day. I'm sorry. Every couple of days here. Mm-hmm. We've got some certain days. Like tomorrow, we're going to be doing this towards the end of the 8 o'clock hour.
Okay.
We'll give you a hint. Listeners post photo that you guys go to the Quality Foods IGA. You find the elf with the help of these hints.
Mm-hmm.
Take a picture and post it on our Facebook pages with the hashtag WRQualityFoods, WRQualityFoods. We'll collect the names from our Facebook submissions. And then on the 21st, we're going to draw a winner, and they are going to win a holiday ham celebration basket.
Nice. That's so awesome.
We love working with our friends over at IGA. I encourage you to, with all your Christmas needs, get on over to Quality Foods IGA.
Indeed.
We'll meet you right over on the west side. I'll probably be in the deli. You will find me over
there. Be hanging out there.
It's the best place to be.
Yeah, it is.
Be listening tomorrow for this, everybody, as we, along with Quality Foods IGA, celebrate and catch this elf on the shelves at Quality Foods IGA. We'll have that coming up for you tomorrow. Looking forward to it. For now, we're going to get out of the way and get ready for Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. It is coming up right here at WFHR, locally grown radio.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming, is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. It's a beautiful day at Misty's Menu, where the food is homemade and the people are friendly. The kind of place where the waitress knows your name and always greets you with a smile. The coffee is hot, the pancakes are fluffy, and the pies are homemade with love. It's not just the food, but the people who make and serve it that make Misty's Menu special. It's the kind of food that brings back memories of Sunday dinners at Grandma's house. So stop on down to Misty's Menu and experience the warmth and charm of a small-town cafe. They'll be waiting for you. Misty's Menu, Highway 13 South, Wisconsin Rapids. The fastest hour in radio, serving truth, justice, and equality with every slice. Outside the Pizza Box with Pizza Mike. Friday nights at 7 on locally grown radio, 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 36 today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 26 tonight, chance of snow showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
It's my birthday. No one here today.
It's time to do some celebrating. Let's pick up the mood. It's birthday and anniversary club time.
Yeah.
It's happy time. We are happy to talk about our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open right now till 2. Open 6 to 2, 6 days a week, Tuesday through Thursday. Keep that in mind. Thursday through Tuesday, however you want to look at it. Wednesdays, they are not open.
Just want to make sure, yeah, get that in there.
Head on over to Misty's Menu. Get on over there. Melissa is furiously typing up directions for Misty's.
Yes. Sorry, I thought I was still muted.
No, it's all right. It's all right. We encourage you to head on over there, treat yourself, and get us your birthdays and anniversaries. Get them to Misty's at get them to us at info@wfhr.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages, and of course, call up 424-2600. Call up and join the conversation with those birthdays and anniversaries. We love to hear from you.
Indeed.
Mm-hmm. Email you right back.
Yes. See, that's how we're right up to date. We'll get, as soon as we get it, Melissa's going to hit you up right back. Let's go ahead and dive into our list, and we've got three possible qualifiers for today. Seth, give me a 1 through 3.
2.
All right, gives us that qualifier. So we can get right into the celebrating. First up, we want to wish a very happy birthday to Allie Spraudling.
Happy birthday, Allie.
Allie worked with us. I worked with Allie over my GLX days for a while. It's where I ran into her. She worked here at WFHR for a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful human being, yeah. Mom, all of the above. Wishing Allie a great day.
No kidding.
And wishing a very happy birthday to a very good friend of ours here at WFHR, Mr. J.R. Seward.
Oh, happy birthday, J.R.
Happy birthday, J.R.
J.R., just a wonderful, wonderful human being. Him and his father. There are many, many families out here that have gotten into a new home thanks to the Seawards.
Mm-hmm.
One way or another. Mine is one of them.
Yep.
My mom and dad got their first home in part thanks to these guys.
It's very cool. Yeah.
I'm saying a big thank you to our friends at Coldwell Banker, see at Realtors. One of the things that I like about Realty, and it's something that I think we kind of understand, but when you really talk, I've worked with JR for about 5-6 years doing our shows together on Midday Magazine, and I didn't know hardly anything about real estate going into it. JR got me to learn something. I learned so much from talking to him, and one of the things that I learned in talking to him is you can go ahead and you can advertise, you can do a billion things to try to sell yourself as in real estate, but it is so reputation, and especially in towns like this. They've been doing this for over 60 years. Mm-hmm. They wouldn't be able to if they were bad at their job. Mm-hmm. But real estate's one of those ones, man, where reputation is everything.
Right.
And it goes so far when you say a name like the Seawards, what they've done in this area is very noteworthy. Wishing them a great retirement. Good birthday.
Yeah.
Enjoy, JR. Hope it's going good. And our qualifier today, Afi Tabrizi.
Happy birthday, Afi.
Happy birthday.
You've heard Afi on the air with us from over at Family Natural Foods, whether she has been in with Stephen or Katrina or even during one of our live remotes over there. Jumped in a little bit. Mm-hmm. If you've been over to Family Natural Foods, you know how amazing Afi is. She's just very helpful, so knowledgeable, and a wonderful human being. Got a great soul. Wishing you a great, great, great day, Afi.
Yeah.
And you're our qualifier.
Yeah, woo!
All right,
even better.
One of our first qualifiers for December.
December.
Collecting those, and it's already December 4th. That's crazy. Let's take a look at our celebrity calendar here. And Orlando Brown is 36. Eddie in That's So Raven. I never saw that.
Oh, wow. Got blast from the past there.
Yeah, I don't know that I ever watched it much.
No.
Jelly Roll is 39.
Really?
Yeah. He's up for 2 Grammys, Best New Artist and Best Country Performance for Save Me.
Very cool.
One of those guys, him, Lainey Wilson, a handful of artists just rocketing over and over again up and down the country charts.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
What I appreciate about an artist like him, my dad actually was ahead on this Jelly Roll thing before anybody. He was doing small interviews and small things trying to get his songs and his music out there. And my dad happened to catch him on one of these daytime talk show things or something.
Right.
And just really liked him. And I came home from work that day and he's like, Jimmy, you know who this Jelly Roll is? And I swear to God, I'm like... I thought he misunderstood the celebrity's name. Is somebody going by Jelly Roll or something? I think I would have heard about that, Dad. I'm pretty,
I
keep up to date on stuff. I keep up to date on news, not pop culture.
No,
I was very late on the thing, and then you start seeing interviews and how he handles himself, not only in interviews but on stage, the way that he treats his fan base, and how planted his feet are on the ground.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot to like and respect about him, even before you get to his music.
Right, he's been through a lot in his life, and it's really cool to see where he is at the moment.
Tyra Banks is 50.
Oh wow,
man!
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, that's
she's surprised. A good-looking 50.
Yeah,
I believe it. Let's see here. Kevin Sussman is 53. Stewart on The Big Bang Theory.
Okay.
Hey.
Yep.
Jay-Z is 54. Wow.
Whoa.
Jay-Z is just a little older than Tyra Banks. I never would have. I don't know. I didn't see that.
That's kind of interesting. You never associate people like that together, do you?
No.
I know exactly what you mean. They seem so far apart. Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Really? That close, huh?
Jay-Z, now one of the where a lot of hip hop artists kind of come into the game and talk about gangsterism and a lot of those things, and they've never spent 1 second in a poor neighborhood.
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z actually did come from that background. Mm-hmm. He is that guy. That actually is his background. Music literally did save him.
Yes.
if not for music, he would be incarcerated or worse.
Mm-hmm.
And this is from him, not me saying this.
Yep.
This is him saying this, and his background is legit. There's not many real, actual people in hip hop that actually can back that stuff up.
Man, and I realized when he first hit, big, and that was a long time. I didn't realize how long he's been in the biz.
It's Reasonable Doubt was over 20 some years ago. Yeah,
it's amazing.
It's a long time.
Yeah.
Got the best retirement plan in entertainment history. He's married to Beyonce. I'm joking.
He doesn't need to do another thing if he didn't want to. Yeah.
Just don't screw it up, bro.
Yeah, exactly. exactly.
Well, he already kind of did. and they're still together. You just set me up perfectly, Melissa, because they're one of those couples where I legitimately believe that they love each other.
Like, it really seems that way.
She cheated. He cheated on her. She did it. She didn't leave him. She did an album about it.
Best revenge ever.
Yeah, exactly. It made billions off of that album and everything.
Thanks for the inspiration. Yeah.
Right?
These emotions and write hit music.
Yeah.
Taylor Swift does it over and over.
Yes, she does.
Fred Armisen is 57 today, former SNL member, Portlandia. He plays Uncle Fester on Wednesday and killed it. He was awesome. Fred Armisen's great.
Very good musician, too, by the way.
Yeah, he's a very good musician. Great voice actor, too. He does a lot of voice acting in his career. Marissa Tomei is 59.
Oh,
I like Marissa Tomei.
She's great.
My cousin Vinny, I think, is one of the first ones most people think of. She is the fantastic Aunt May in the Spider-Man movies.
Yes.
I saw her, and I'm like, huh, Marissa Tomei. And I didn't expect to like her so much as
that
character.
One of the best Aunt Mays ever.
Yeah.
She's definitely, so good.
Definitely. Chelsea Noble is 59. Kate on Growing Pains.
Oh, wow.
She married Kirk Cameron both on the show and in real life. I don't know if they're still married or not, but I do remember that happening. One of the greatest horror actors of all time, Tony Todd, is 69 today.
Oh.
He was in The Rock and Lean on Me. He was Klingon and Star Trek for a while.
Yeah,
I guess he was on the CW's Flash as well. I didn't see him on there, but all of us know him as Candyman.
Yes, he was Candyman. And not only does he have this look, a big guy, you know, very menacing look, he's got one of those voices.
Oh, that voice.
That's one of those deep voices that just carries so much. He's so good, yeah.
He's another one of these guys, too, where everybody talks about him so lovely, so wonderful to be
nice
around,
guy, yep.
So happy to talk to him. They love seeing him on set, all these things. It's still until the director says action.
And then he's so threatening.
There's nothing creepier than... Oh, yeah, that actor in that horror movie that just scared you to death, he's the nicest guy.
Yeah, exactly.
That is the creepiest thing ever.
I have to say, too.
Good actors.
growing up and seeing The Shining at like 7 years old and things like that, horror movies have never bothered me. They've never fazed me. Candyman bugged me, though.
That was a close,
bugged me. You got Freddy Krueger and Elm Street
Jason and all that stuff, yeah.
Jason's at a camp that none of us could afford to go to. Candyman's in the Southside Projects of Chicago. Like, come on, man.
Like, we have enough problems.
That ain't right story today.
That could really happen.
We don't need horror Candyman guys walking around, man.
Got enough dang problems with Candyman and these bees and all that. The dude is 74. Jeff Bridges, Oscar winner Jeff Bridges, is 74.
I like Jeff Bridges, too.
Yeah, big fan.
Sometimes I like Jeff Bridges.
I get you.
Yeah, I get you. Right. Won an Oscar for Crazy Heart. Famously, The Dude and so many other great roles. He has really leaned into since that the kind of like southern kind of voice and charm and some of these things.
He's very grizzled now.
Yeah.
He's a very grizzled actor.
Well, even in 2010, True Grit. I mean, he was definitely.
He was grizzled then, too. Yeah.
Let's see. One of the funnest names to say. Wink Martindale is 90. Amazing host of Tic Tac Toe.
Oh, gosh. That's what they have for Wink Martindale?
That's all they have. There's a couple of other things to his credit, his career.
Yeah, television producer, radio personality, American disc jockey.
Yeah, he did a lot.
Six-decade career.
Mm-hmm.
Another one of those voices I think we have to mention if we're doing a job like this. You cannot talk about the history of radio and not mention a Wink Martindale. Let's see. People no longer with us. Gary Rossington would have been 72 today. He was the last remaining original member of Lynyrd Skynyrd.
Wow.
Mm.
Oh.
And Dennis Wilson, born in 1944, passed away in 83, Beach Boys drummer, and the only one who actually surfed in the band.
He was the actual surfer. Yep, that's right. Drummer. By the way, now I got to remember the name. He released a solo album, I think, in the 70s. It's like Ocean Blue or something. It's actually very, very good. He had his issues, of course.
Yeah.
But he wasn't a Brian. He wasn't like his brother, but he was also a very talented musician.
Oh, and his son wrote a book, Son of a Beach Boy.
Oh, that's interesting.
That's a good book title, too.
Yeah,
that's
it
a good
is.
Book title. One more time, wishing a happy birthday to Allie, to JR.
Happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
And a very happy birthday to our qualifier, Affy DeBreezy.
Mm-hmm.
Congratulations.
Congrats.
Enjoy. You stopped by Family Natural Foods today. Wish her a very happy birthday. Let her know she qualified.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to get out of the way, let some state and local news come at you, but we'll be back with more fun on The Morning Show at WFHR.
Civic Media News. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The Wisconsin Senate's new Democratic minority leader has a good relationship with Governor Evers and can work with Republican Majority Leader Devin Lemahieu. That's according to J.R. Ross of WisPolitics on WISN-TV's Upfront. Senate Democrats chose Diane Hasselbein of Middleton to take over now that Melissa Agard is running for Dane County Executive. Ross says it remains to be seen if Hasselbein is an effective fundraiser. Airports around Wisconsin are getting money for safety and infrastructure upgrades. The Federal Aviation Administration is giving out $38 million in airport improvement grants. The money will upgrade runways, terminals, and roads. There are also plans for sustainability projects. The grants are part of a growing list of Wisconsin projects as part of the bipartisan infrastructure law. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. There's a new great horned owl at the Marshfield Wildwood Zoo. 4-year-old Sassafras transferred here from Indiana, where she's been recovering from a wing fracture since 2019. Because she's still unable to fly well and has habituated to people, she's now an owl educator teaching people about owls. She's becoming acclimated to Harry, the male great horned owl, and they are coexisting well. You can see Sassy and Harry during open zoo hours all week long. If you didn't get your deer yet, the DNR reminds hunters there's still time to harvest. Muzzleloader season continues until December 6th. The statewide antlerless only hunt is December 7th through the 10th. The antlerless only holiday hunt is December 24th through January 1st in select farmland zone units. And the archery and crossbow season remains open statewide through January 7th. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Wisconsin Public Schools open doors of possibility to all students. No exceptions. I'm Peggy Wirtz-Olson, a Wisconsin teacher and president of the Wisconsin Education Association Council. Public school educators and families work together to reach, teach, and inspire Wisconsin's next generation of leaders. As we head back to school, we hope you'll join us. WEAC. We teach. We inspire. Find out more at weac.org.
Weather brought to you by Bug Tussle. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Bug Tussle, we're out there.
Looking for a reliable, fast, and unlimited internet provider? Look no further than Bug Tussle. Whether you're streaming, gaming, working, or learning, Bug Tussle has you covered. Bug Tussle has continued to serve the rural communities of Wisconsin for over 20 years by providing the most reliable, high-speed internet and excellent local customer service. Call 877-227-0924 or visit btussle.com to get started. Bug Tussle, we're out there because you're out there.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 36 today, under cloudy skies, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. 26 tonight, chance of snow showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 30.
I'll have a blue Christmas without you.
It's time to get back to it. Welcome back, everybody. Morning show here at WFHR. Just don't know where to follow that up. James, Melissa, and Seth here with you. We're here to hang out and have some fun. We're going to be talking a little Christmas now, in fact, and that is blue. When do you put up your Christmas tree? Right after Thanksgiving, maybe December 1st, or are you safety first and wait until mid-month so it doesn't dry out? Well, according to tradition, all three of these options are wrong.
You're wrong.
If you put your Christmas tree up yesterday, you did it right.
yesterday.
Yes. The first Sunday in Advent.
Mm-hmm. That's literally what it says right in front of me, Seth. That's right. As in Advent calendars.
Mm-hmm.
It's an old religious way of doing things. Some of us just use them as an excuse to eat chocolate now, but you know that.
Those Advent calendars, man.
The traditional Advent varies by year, but always starts for four Christmases before Christmas.
Yep.
So always between November 27th and December 3rd.
Yep, yep.
Four Sundays before Christmas.
Yes, correct.
Per tradition, it's when you're supposed to open the first door on your calendar, but a lot of them start on the first now, so you open the last one on Christmas Eve.
Right, exactly. Mm.
December 3rd is also when you're supposed to put up your tree, and if you do care about tradition, take it down on January 6th when the 12 days of Christmas are over.
That's correct.
I know you've mentioned this before. In fact, I think last Friday you mentioned this.
Yep, yep. That's all just based on the church calendar, starting like they said with Advent, and then the last 12th day of Christmas, which is Epiphany, which is traditionally when the wise men, that's when you celebrate the wise men. Mm. So I'm going to instruct everyone that if you see a nativity scene right now with wise men at it, you're wrong.
Yeah.
That is incorrect.
They're not there yet.
They're not there yet. That's right.
Literally. Gonna have to wait on that one. Took him a while.
Well, got lost, maybe.
Got a little lost. What happened? Did we take a left at that sand hill? Did we, or was it the other one?
Follow the star, guys. It's not hard.
That's right.
Oh, the star. Yes, the star.
No, in honor of this segment, I just decorated my Christmas tree, guys.
Yay!
I found it here on top of my desk. It's been up all year, and I turned it on.
I love
that.
Thank you, Pam.
Yeah, I love those little trees. I love those.
That's great.
If you're curious, one of the other little things to come out of this, you can find the article at Better Homes and Garden. They also have a little side note here about pink trees being up 286% this year because of the Barbie movie.
Oh, what? Pink trees?
Because of Barbie.
Yeah.
That's funny. I like that idea of the pink tree.
Yeah, I mean, they're
different. It'd be different.
I'm just thinking. I think I've seen a blue Christmas tree before.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Speaking
of blue Christmas, blue Christmas tree.
Well, thank you very much. I'm trying to think of other colors that I would like. Orange. I think I'd take an orange.
An
Christmas
orange tree.
Yeah, I think an orange tree would be kind of cool.
That would be interesting.
I don't know that they look good by themselves. I like seeing them in groups. So in displays in yards or when you see them like the 7th annual Christmas tree walk.
Right.
Like as a display in a room of having like three smaller different colored trees together. That I think looks cool. An orange tree by itself in my living room. Somebody walk by and go, "Whoa, that's a fire hazard."
Yeah. Is that tree already on fire?
Well, yeah, exactly. Wait, what's going on with this tree? Looks like it's got candles on it.
Remember in Home Alone when Kevin McAllister, played by Macaulay Culkin, goes grocery shopping by himself? He ends up owing $19.83 after presenting a $1 off coupon for orange juice. That was in 1990. Well, someone on TikTok calculated how much Kevin would need if he went shopping in 2023.
Now?
And it's a little bit more than $20.
I'll bet.
Mm-hmm.
So here's Kevin's shopping list with the prices he'd pay in 2023. Frozen TV dinner, $5. Loaf of Wonder Bread, $3. Frozen mac and cheese, $3.50. Saran wrap, $4.50. Half a gallon of milk, $4.60. Tide laundry detergent, $13.
Jeez.
Toilet paper, $8. Half gallon of orange juice, $4.50. Pack of plastic army men, $9. They used to be the cheapest toy you could get.
Exactly. They were like less than a dollar.
Less than a buck.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Dryer sheets, $8.79. I don't know where they're buying dryer sheets. I've never spent that much on dryer sheets in my life. I don't know.
I think it's an averaged out thing, but yeah.
This brings Kevin's 23 total to $63.73.
He needs a little more money.
After the dollar off coupon, it might help a little
59.
Bit.
59.
It probably wouldn't be a whole dollar off, though. It'd probably be like 29 cents.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, him doing this in Chicago, he's going to need bags. To pay for bags.
Or bring your own.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah. That's right. Mm-hmm.
So there's that part too. Mm-hmm. So just kind of an interesting thing when they do these.
Like that,
the 12 days of Christmas and all that, putting these interesting lists together. That's kind of funny.
Even in the original scene there, I don't think the screenwriters were like, Would this cost $20? Yeah. Like big discussion about how much it would actually cost. I think they just went
with
it.
They didn't go and do their research, probably.
No, they probably just said, well, we need to make it a fun little joke here, so let's put this so we can put a coupon on it, right?
There's two big factors here when it comes to not only this, but especially movies and going back and watching them and doing this kind of thing. For one, so many times the writers are a little bit out of touch.
No. Yeah.
Or they're writing a subject matter like you've got a bunch of 40 and 50 year olds writing about a 7 year old stuck at home. Mm-hmm. You know, and what would a 7 year old feel and think and stuff? And they don't know. They have no idea.
Well, and that's the funny thing. You know, I've been listening to a podcast about, you know, making movies. And as I think a lot of people know that you have a script, you have an original script, and that's where you start. But that's only where you start. Even if it's like someone, like, you know, an unknown person just trying to make their break, you know, someone purchases their script and then they immediately hire other writers to change the script. Mm-hmm. That happens all the time.
Yeah.
And those writers are probably pros, like, you know, that you're right. Have been in Hollywood for a long time, and they don't understand,
yeah,
like stuff going on in real life. They're very much in a bubble. States. Yeah, exactly.
when we were making movies back in the day, nobody was thinking, boy, when they look this up later on, like 20 years I hope that we got this accurate.
I love the fact of that in the writing room. Yeah. That person would have been like kicked out.
Yeah, it's
like, what are you talking? Get out of here. Yeah. What are you talking?
Nobody's going to care about that
stuff. No one cares.
But now you in these writers' rooms, it's not just that you have to research historical events or anything like that. Like, you have to get everything right. Everything.
Well, yeah, because Google is one, you know, click away from fact-checking of, they got that wrong. Yeah,
well, everything except for Napoleon, apparently.
Yeah, right. Yeah. That old bit, that old Saturday Night Live bit with William Shatner, where he's talking in front of the Trekkies, and the Trekkies, like, in episode 32, the bay doors didn't open completely, was that on turn? And he just looks at him, he's like, get a life. Just please, get a life.
Like, this is entertainment.
That's everybody now. Everybody are Trekkies.
Yeah, exactly.
Everybody are. Actually,
that's right.
You know, in that movie, when you're going to the downtown Chicago and you took the Dan Ryan, you actually shouldn't take the Dan Ryan. You should actually take it. What? Get over it. It's a movie. It's imagination.
Come on. As a kid, though, it was kind of fun to catch there was a glass sitting there that was half full of
the
milk.
Continuity errors. Yes,
yeah.
Yes.
It was like, but in the next scene, it wasn't there.
Yep.
It was so much fun, and they've ruined that fun now. Now yes, everybody, exactly. They just have to be know-it-alls now. And now it's everybody wants to be right, man. Everybody wants to be first to a take. Just get over yourself.
I love that, you know, one of my favorite Christmas movies is White Christmas, and there's several continuity mistakes in it. And one of my favorite ones is actually came from Rosemary Clooney, and she made one of the cardinal sins of because when James can attest to this, when you're filming eating, one of the toughest things to do because you know you're going to have multiple takes. So take the smallest bite, the smallest drink, because you're going to have to do it. And she realized she had soup. She was eating soup, and she realized she took a huge thing. And after she did it, she's like, oh, no. Mm. I'm going to have to take this big of a scoop every time now.
I didn't know that.
Yes.
Oops. On the TV show.
Hope you're hungry.
Yeah.
On the TV show I worked on, one of our great cast members, this young guy, Eddie, he had a birthday in the scene, in the movie.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, in the TV show.
Right.
And so he's a young actor, but very talented. And he's never done TV or movies or anything like that before. This is his first big break in something like that. And he sits down and he's like, all right, Ed, take two bites. And then the happy birthday will wrap up.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're doing this, and it takes a couple takes because we're laughing and stuff, and there's cake on his nose and all that. but Eddie's eating like a piece of time. Like every time and stuff. And so we're like on take five.
Oh, no.
and you could see it's just kind of like, because at first the director's like, look, you know, we can start over completely. You could just take a small bite. You don't even have to eat it if you don't want to, mm-hmm. all these things. And he's like, no, he's a great kid. He's a great guy. And it just was all in on everything. But you could see it starting to weigh on him.
Yeah. Ooh.
And literally.
That's too much cake.
I was
going straight to your hips, man.
I was to give him his cue, and his cue was, so how is it? And the last time that we do it, I asked him, I was like, how is it? He's like, oh, I don't know.
Oh, poor guy. I feel so bad.
I'm never eating cake again.
Never.
We time was everything. Mm-hmm. You have to make every second count because the cameras are rolling and the budget's going up and all mm-hmm. these things. We took an early hour like lunch break that day just because he needed it. He just needed it.
I gotta go lie down for a while.
I'm pretty sure he just like found a bench. In related Macaulay Culkin news, Macaulay received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame on Friday. Aww. His Home Alone mom and Chicago's own Catherine O'Hara was there.
Oh, that's so good. That's cool.
People also seem to be surprised at what his voice sounded like. Some think he sounds like his brother Kieran, you know, from Succession.
They are brothers. I mean,
he's acted in a couple of things since, mm-hmm. and yeah, I don't know. His voice doesn't sound that different to me.
I don't know. Yeah. I'm curious on that myself. So
really happy for him, and a really nice note there to his wife. He had a really in that speech had a really Aww. Sweet note to his wife that I thought was very
fun. That's so cool.
Very sweet.
Yeah.
We got to get to break. Let's take a phone call before we do. Good morning. You're on the show. What's on your mind? All right. Feel free to call back. Although, thank you so much for the compliments.
Yes.
That was very nice. Very
thundering
nice.
Thundering silence. Yeah. Yes.
we got good stuff coming up for you, everybody. 9 o'clock hour, of course. It's a Monday. It's going to kick off with the kitchens open. Looking mm-hmm. forward to that.
Oh, yeah.
After I love the idea.
Wait, did she forget? Yeah. Wait a minute.
I'll whip it out quick, guys. Seriously typing again.
That's exactly what it sounded like. That was so good.
Gotta finish it, Rick. Deadline.
After we're done hanging out in the kitchen, we're going to hang out with our friend Tom Heiser and get our monthly veterans update.
Yeah, very nice.
We'll be doing all that and plenty more for you in the 9 o'clock hour. Be looking out for it. Coming up, good stuff on the way on the morning show at WFHR.
My friend Teddy almost set his house on fire. He used a counterfeit, you know, a fake wall charger. He had to go to the hospital.
My big sister Jenna's face turned bright red. She was just showing people online how to use a new cream. She still has the scars.
My brother's friend Billy had to jump off his motor scooter when it caught fire. He fell and got hit by a car. He broke his leg, blew his chances to play basketball in college.
My BFF Chloe was riding her bike and hit a ditch. Her helmet broke in two. Now, she has a brain injury.
There is a cost to buying cheap. Do you want to pay the price?
Real products are tested for safety. Protect yourself. Don't fall for fake products.
Visit ncpc.org/goforreal. Brought to you by the National Crime Prevention Council and the United States Patent and Trademark Office.
The morning show on WFHR. It's different.
That's when all of a sudden, if you notice every other Batman costume, the cowl is not attached to the suit anymore.
Right.
And Batman can actually do this amazing thing where he turns his head. The Joker's masterful plan of going to the left. Serpentine. Quick penguin, serpentine.
Weekdays from 8 to 10 a.m. only on locally grown radio.
Here's Heather with the weather.
Well, it's beautiful out there, sunny and 75, almost a little chilly in the shade. Now, let's get a read on the inside of your car. It is hot. You've only been parked a short time, and it's already 99 degrees in there. Let's not leave children in the back seat while running errands. It only takes a few minutes for their body temperatures to rise, and that could be fatal.
Cars get hot, fast, and can be deadly. Never leave a child in a car. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Cloudy this afternoon with highs around 36. Winds out of the southwest 5 to 10 miles per hour. 26 tonight, chance of snow showers. A dusting of snow tonight. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 31.
So this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and you won't just be gone. And so this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. The near and the dear ones, the old and the young.
Welcome back, everyone. Morning show here at WFHR. Locally grown radio. Little Lennon playing us in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if that's if it's not my favorite Christmas song, it's like top three.
Yeah, me too. Mm. I really enjoy that
That's a good one. That's a good one.
It's not mine.
No. We're going to have to get into our favorite Christmas songs eventually. We're going to have to do it, you guys. We're going to have to.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Melissa, Seth, and James here with you in this Christmas season. Thanks so much for joining us, everybody. Hope you're having a good one out there. All refrigerators should be clear.
All refrigerators should be clear.
I've got some takes left over from the Thanksgiving season and that I haven't been able to get to, and I got to get them off my chest.
Oh, okay.
All refrigerators should be clear. That's it. Yeah, that's all I got. That's all.
No.
Yeah,
no?
No.
Why?
Why would you want to walk past your fridge and see all of the contents in it all the time? That'd be like having clear cupboard doors.
Do we need milk? I'm just going to look at it. I don't even have to open it. How much energy did our parents tell us we lose every time we open up the refrigerator?
That's true.
You don't have to look at it.
Maybe one side could be clear.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, I'm with you. I will compromise on this. Yes. One side.
I don't want to
see the whole thing with a shade. Yeah.
Just in case you don't want to look in there.
I love refrigerators with a shade. That's awesome.
Let me just pull this up here. Oh, yeah. It needs some milk. Yeah.
Let me move the drapes aside so I can see the milk.
Oh, that's good. That's good. Actually, wanted to get into this. That's not actually where I wanted to start things. It's not always easy to stay focused from 9 to 5, especially on a Monday, but this could help. A new study at the University of Texas and the University of Oregon found that if you want to stay on task, you should try breaking things up and setting more goals.
Okay.
Researchers had people take tests to measure their reaction time. Each series of tests lasted 25 minutes, and the tasks got harder as they went. When people were just told to do them as fast as possible, the reaction time started to get worse as the time went on. Mm. But setting goals for each task helped. They'd tell people to see if they could react to each thing within different amounts of time, like half a second or a third of a second. And when they set specific goals like that, people were able to focus for a lot longer.
Wow.
They didn't get into how you might be able to use that information at any specific job. They said it just shows that in general, whether you're working or studying, setting small specific goals can help to stay focused longer.
How about that?
I can personally say that this works. I have multiple deadlines I have to meet during the day to get the news in on time. Mm-hmm. And it definitely pushes me to get them done on time.
Mm-hmm. Nice. That's cool.
Yeah, I've done this as long as I can remember. There's always a lot to do, and it gets very chaotic in my brain. So I list it. I put
them
in
a
list.
That's a good idea, yeah.
Put it in order. I put it in, you know, time sensitivity or, you know, oh, my God, this needs to be done. You know, whatever it takes. My brain just works better that way.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I think a lot more than we realize people do this and just don't even really think about it, though.
We make a list, I think that we are doing something similar.
Yeah, you're right. And just the mere fact of, like, writing it down can help, mm-hmm. you know, arrange things correctly in your mind. So, yeah, that makes a ton of sense.
Seems like the amount of time, too, like giving yourself mm-hmm. amount of times to do things also comes into play.
You know, that's something I don't think we think about enough, you know, mm-hmm. what you're referring to there. Because, I know there's always this sense of urgency, you know, of wanting to get all this stuff done and everything like that. But I'm very much of the mind as you do a task, you know, you get it done. And then, like, take a break, you know, mm-hmm. for, like, a couple of minutes or, you know, whatever. Do something else. And then go back to your next
task.
4 hours
later.
Yeah, exactly. Well, I get how that can go out a little bit out of control, too. But at the same time, I mean, instead of rushing, I think that makes more sense to me. It helps even things out a little bit.
There's going to be plenty of time that you can't do that in life.
Exactly.
When you can, it mm-hmm. seems like a great idea to incorporate that whenever
exactly.
you can.
Exactly.
When you can, for
exactly.
sure.
I think your example about the news is a really good one, Melissa. Also a really good one of a really good example of you can't always.
Yeah, you can't always do that. Yeah. Totally with you.
No, there's really not a whole lot of time for breaks.
I thought this was interesting. I want to touch on this one a little bit. If anything, to counter it. It's getting around a lot, I guess. Excuse me. Got a job interview coming up. A recruiter who posts advice on Facebook had some comments on it. We'll get to your comments first, though. Let's take a caller. Good morning. What's on your mind?
This is the ERC department. Your business is owed up to $26,000 for employees.
Whoa!
Hey!
Wow!
We can get $26,000, guys! Oh, my God! Woo. Somebody write this up! Somebody! 26. Okay, we'll take it off here. You guys, we just got 26. Jeez!
They tell timely reminder of be aware of scam calls.
That's very timely.
They tell me to answer the phone calls.
Yeah, that's
they
right.
They tell me to answer. I'm going to answer all the calls. They want us to take more calls. This there is what go. You get.
Yeah, that's right.
James, don't push any buttons.
A recruiter who posts advice on TikTok shared three things to lie about to present yourself in the best way possible.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Yeah, yeah. What good is it if you get the job on a lie and you lose the job within a week or a month? You're back where you started, you know.
This is a recruiter giving this advice.
Man.
So I'm not even. Before we even get into these things, I wanted to touch on this.
Yeah, okay, right.
I am going to be very honest. I probably am not going to agree with any of this.
Okay.
Never badmouth your current boss or coworkers, even if they really are horrible. Instead, say things like, "Things aren't going great, but I want to take on bigger challenges."
Oh.
Well, that's not really a lie.
No.
No.
I also don't know why this would even come up. Unless you bring up the information, your employer's not going to probably ask, hey, at the job that you currently have, how are things going?
Yeah. Is your boss really bad?
right. But there are leading questions in interviews usually where if you're the kind of person that is going to talk bad about your boss, you would do it.
Yeah, I feel like that was one of those early things we learned interviews. It's not to bad.
Don't talk bad about other people. Right. Because it's just good life advice.
Well said.
In general, because you never know when it'll come back. And then why would someone hire you if you're bad mouthing where you're working right now?
Exactly.
It's like, because you're probably going to do the same thing. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm. You usually see this in millionaires. They make this mistake all the time. That they just think that, well, everybody's going to want to work with me.
Hubris.
When they ask why you want the job, don't mention money because it sounds like that's all you care about. Tell them why you're passionate about the company's mission and explain why you'll be a good fit. I've never had a job interview where money didn't come up and I didn't let the employer know I actually need to work. I have bills.
I'm
not independently wealthy, hence need this job.
Need a job.
This isn't, you're not asking somebody out on a date. This isn't like, you know, trying to figure out like that kind of stuff. This is business.
Yeah.
Of course money comes into play.
Not leading with that probably is smart, but...
Sure, right.
Sure, but the idea of an employer, you know, like, well, I didn't like him. He wanted money.
Well, yeah, the idea is they want, like, candidate. That's where they offer a certain amount of money to get certain candidates. They're looking for certain things. Why wouldn't that...
Why
you're not volunteering? I mean, what the heck?
This sounds all well and good. We want people to care about their employer and stuff and all these things. Yes, that's great. How about they care about us too?
Yeah,
pay us
exactly.
Pay us better than minimum wage.
Yeah, pay us a fair wage.
Yeah. Raise the minimum wage. You want to tell me money doesn't matter? You try living without it.
Yeah. It's funny. Can't really do it.
When they ask about your plans for the future, tell them you intend to be at that company. You want to come in and knock it out the park and continue to grow as opportunity rises. Yes. I'm so glad they told us this because every time I've been asked.
I see myself here forever.
And Mr. Maloff, where do you see yourself in 5 years? Anywhere but here, huh? Am I right? Give me a high five. Don't leave me hanging.
No, the better answer, in your chair.
Threaten them directly. I love that. Yes. I'm taking your job, man. Yeah.
There's a certain line in the sand for me where I'm all for helping people, but if you need at a certain point, like if you need help on these things, on certain things, like I don't know what to tell you, man.
Can we redo the whole interview process thing? Mm. I'm convinced interviews are useless for the most part. I honestly, I don't know.
Well, how do you want to do it, Seth?
That may be just me. What's that?
How do you want to do it?
Well, so it's probably important that you meet the person. I mean, you don't want to hire someone just like, I'll just pick his name out of a hat, you know, that kind of thing.
Right.
You know, but I don't think the way we go about it is constructive. I really don't. We, if you have people out there saying, you know, you need to like, maybe if not outright lie, stretch the truth to get a job. I mean, there's something a little wrong with that. I just don't see how doing that in an interview is going to help either side on this situation. So maybe going about it in a different way or finding, you know, what I don't know. I mean, it's just it seems to me like a bunch of time is wasted because of these doing these interviews the way we're doing them.
There's a lot of things in life that we're doing the way we've been doing because we've always done them that way.
Right.
Not because it's the best way to do them.
Exactly.
We just haven't figured out a better way to do this yet. I will say to your point, though, Seth, employers have kind of shown us this. Hey, you know what? Just call up. We'll just do this on the phone. Mm-hmm. You know
just
what?
Just send me a text.
Just send me a it's a lot easier. Let's just do this over the phone.
Right, right.
I don't really want to have you come in. What a job interview used to be and what it is today are two incredibly different worlds.
Very true. Very true.
And then these same employers kind of bark and everything about, you know, the employees they get.
Yeah.
Well, if you don't put the time and effort into finding good people and pay them right, of course that's what you're you get what you pay for. You get what you put into this world.
Yeah. And to be clear, I'm not advocating the extreme on the other side where AI decides who gets hired. No.
Everybody,
because that's where you need to construct your resume correctly because you have to get past AI first with some of these.
Exactly. Yeah. And I don't think that's necessarily correct either.
No. The AI just hires a bunch of robots. You're just hiring your friends.
That's it.
You're just hiring your connections.
Why?